President Trump is once again putting the 2020 elections at the center of the national political debate. The president said he'll use a nationally televised address Thursday night to unveil newly declassified intelligence that he claims raises new questions about the election 6 years ago and has suggested the evidence implicates Georgia Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, who won Senate runoffs in early 2021. The White House said Acting Director of National Intelligence Bill Pulte has been directed to release additional intelligence records related to the 2020 election. Administration officials say the speech will focus on foreign interference and what they describe as vulnerabilities in voting machines. Trump spoke with press at the White House today.
Around the nation are anticipating a big announcement on Thursday night regarding election machines and integrity. Can you give us sort of a sneak peek about what to expect and tell us?
Well, I'd rather save it. It will concern that subject, and we'll have a couple of other things to say. But I'd rather save it, but it's really big news. It's really, really big news. And our country has to shape up. But this, what we're going to be talking about Thursday is... It doesn't get bigger, because without free and fair elections, you don't have a country. We'll be discussing other things, too, but it's going to be a very big announcement. Yeah.
At the center of his complaint are the results of the Georgia Senate races that favored Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, whom the president alleges are invalid. Democrats are pushing back forcefully. Georgia Senator John Ossoff dismissed Trump's allegations, saying they're part of a long-running effort to relitigate an election that has already been extensively reviewed. Currently, Ossoff is running for re-election against Republican challenger Mike Collins and holds a double-digit lead in latest polling. Trump's claims are expected to face immediate backlash. Since the 2020 election, state and federal officials, independent audits, and dozens of court rulings have found no evidence that widespread fraud or voting machine manipulation changed the outcome. Election officials have also said they have found no evidence that foreign cyber intrusions altered vote counts. Still, Trump's renewed focus on 2020 comes just months before the 2026 midterm elections, when control of Congress is at stake.